shine. Government calls for corporate social responsibility among investors, and Minister of Youth says youth empowerment remains a government priority. Government has called on prospective investors in the renewable energy sector to implement corporate social responsibility CSR initiatives that create a lasting impact on local communities. Samba District Commissioner Joel Mboyoma says the absence of CSR programs directly benefiting communities surrounding project sites is a recipe for failure. Mr. Mboyoma made the remarks after Zambia Adventure Group, ZAG, in partnership with German investors, announced plans to develop a 40-megawatt solar power plant during a meeting held in Chisamba. Minister of Youth, Sports and Arts, Elvis Nkandu, says government remains committed to empowering young people in order to enable them to maximize their potential, act decisively, and without limitations in the pursuit of their desired future. Mr. Nkandu said this in a speech read on his behalf by Youth, Sport and Arts Permanent Secretary Chileshe Kangwa during a tree planting exercise held at the Kafue Youth Resource Center in Kafue. He noted that this year's Youth Day theme, Arise and Soar, speaks directly to the core of what government aims to achieve through youth empowerment. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
There have been multiple massive blasts in Tehran and other Iranian cities as the US and Israel carry out a six-day of attacks on the country. Iranian state media say 1,045 people have been killed in the airstrikes since the start of the conflict. Israeli airstrikes have also continued in Lebanon. The southern suburbs of Beirut, a stronghold of the Iranian-backed Hezbollah, were struck. Azerbaijan says Iranian drones have struck an airport in its western territory of Nukhchivan near the Iranian border. The foreign minister, Jehun Bayramov, condemned the attack and said Azerbaijan reserved the right to retaliate. He summoned Iran's ambassador for talks. It comes as explosions have been reported over Manama in Bahrain.
The US dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 20 ngwe. The Great British Pound, 25 kwacha 69 ngwe. The euro is trading at 22 kwacha 36 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 17 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Title-chasing Manchester City stumbled at home as they were held to a draw by relegation-threatened Nottingham Forest to fall 7 points adrift of Premier League leaders Arsenal. With the top two kicking off at the same time on Wednesday evening, the Gunners edged past Brighton, while Elliot Anderson's brilliantly curled finish 13 minutes from time stole a crucial point for Forest at Etihad Stadium. The visitors had been sitting back and allowed City to dominate possession without really threatening in the opening stages, though Antoine Semenyo sent a warning sign by throwing an effort into the side netting. The hosts made their pressure count just after the half-hour mark when Ryan Cherki dinked a cross into the box and January signing Semenyo caressed a delightful volley for his seventh goal since joining City. Cloudy with a thunderstorm in parts of the area with the highs at 26 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be partly to mostly cloudy with a thunderstorm in sports late with the lows at 18 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Government calls for corporate social responsibility among investors, and Minister of Youth says youth empowerment remains a government priority. My name is Terence Makondo.
Different flavors. Fruity original. Fruity guava. Fruity mango. Fruity pineapple. Fruity apple. And fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity. A quality product from Californian Beverages.
Lusaka's number one hit station. 96.5 Rock FM. Rock FM.
You give me. Take me higher, yeah. I'm this lane.
Into a fever dream. How did you know?